Today's shir in Masechta Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the last words on Amud Man Tana L'Hadat Tana Rabbanim. In our previous shir, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If in the Lishkas, why in the Lishkas Sanhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol was for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, is there a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah? The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was that the Lishkas Sanhedrin is really not mechuyev in a mezuzah. That the only reason he says the mezuzah is put up in that room is shlayira. It shouldn't look like the Kohen Gadol is chovish bebeis asurim. It shouldn't look like the Kohen Gadol is in prison and he's forced to be there. That's why they put up a mezuzah on that room. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum, on the other hand, held that the room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. So begins today's shir, Man Tana L'Hod Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa, that says, Kol HaShorim Shehayu Sham, all the various gates that entered into the Beis HaMikdash, Loi Hayu Lam Mezuzah, did not have a mezuzah, Chutz Mishar Nikner, except for Shar Nikner, what that was Shlefnim Mimenu Hayu Shlishkos Behedrin, that entering into the From the Shah Nikna, we went to the Lishkas Behedrin. Lema, so the Gemara suggests, Rabbanan he. Because the Gemara is saying, if there's a real obligation, as we just said, is the opinion of the Rabbanan, to put up a mezuzah on the Shah, on the Lishkas Behedrin, so then the Shah, as we're going to learn extensively in Mitzvah Shem today's Shir, the Shah that leads into that play room also has to have a mezuzah. So that's why we understand when the Braisa says that the Shad Nikna had a mezuzah. For Loi Rabbi Yehuda, it's difficult to understand that Braisa should be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, if we want to say it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa gzeira, the obligation to put up a mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin itself is only a gzeira. And now v'na nekum v'niksa gzeira l'gzeira, and we're now going to put up, make a gzeira l'gzeira, because as the Torah says regarding the Rabbanan's right to make gzeiras, the pasuk says v'shmartem es mishmarti, and the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph teaches from that pasuk asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Chacham have the right to put up, make gzeiras, make rules to protect what it says in the Torah. But the Gemara says, V'loi mishmeres l'mishmarti, but not a double gzeira. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the obligation to have a mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin is only a gzeira, how could that be expanded to say even the Lishkas even the Shah Nikner, which enters to there, should be chayv a mezuzah? Says the Gemara, that is not really a big question. I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. It could follow even the opinion of Yehuda, because chula gzeira chadihi. It's all one gzeira. It's not two gzeiras. So the pashup shot is that when they made the rule that they should put up on the Lishkas Behedrin mezuzah, they also said that they should put up a mezuzah on the Shah Nikna. I saw another pshat that Rabbeinu Eliyakim says, a very nice pshat. He says, as we've been learning, the reason Rabbi Yehuda says we should put up a mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin is that people should recognize that this is not a dira bal karcha, that this is not a place where the Kohen is really not happy, the Kohen Gadol is not happy, is forced to be. If we're going to treat this room different than all other rooms, and in all other rooms, in all other homes, we put up a mezuzah on the shar going into the house, then again, people will see that this home is different than all other homes. And again, we will have defeated the purpose of what we're trying to show, that it's not a place that he doesn't want to be. So that's why they had. If we want to accomplish, if Rabbi Yehuda says, if I want to accomplish what I need to accomplish, the way it can be accomplished is only by putting up, not only putting up the mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedrin, but by putting up the mezuzah on the door leading to the, on the shah leading to Lishkas Behedrin. So the Ritva asks a question. He says, the Lishkas Behedrin was in the Azara. And we know that nobody's allowed to eat nobody's allowed to sit, nobody's allowed to sleep in the Azara. So the question is, how was it possible for them to sleep, for the Kohen Gadol to live in general in the Lishkas Behedrin, if the Lishkas Behedrin is in the Azara and we have these halachas regarding the Azara? So the first tariff that he suggests is that when they constructed the Lishkas Behedrin, they made a tanai that this room should not have the rules of the rest of the Azara. And in this rule, sleeping and eating and sitting would be permitted. It's a difficult, and the way to understand it is a little deeper, that it did not get the full-fledged Kedushas Hazara. Tosfos suggests a different answer. Tosfos suggests that it was open to the Chayil. It was open not only to the Hazara, and since it wasn't open to Hazara only, it doesn't have the halacha of the Hazara. Others say that the Rishash brings a raya from our Gemara that it was obviously open to Kodesh, because it's very clear from our Gemara that that's the question. Because if it was regular Chayil, there wouldn't be a question that it's Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. Therefore, I saw that the Sefer Parsha Sedura explains that it had two doors. It had one door open to the Chayil and one door open to the Kodesh. So Ritva says that our Gemara seems to be a raya that when the Rabbanan say that the Lishkas Behedrin is Mechuyiv Mezuzah, what the Rabbanan mean to say that it's Mechuyiv Mezuzah Medaraisa. Because if the Rabbanan's opinion were that it's only Mechuyiv, that the Lishkas Behedrin as well is only Mechuyiv Mezuzah Medarabbanan, that we wouldn't have, then the Gemara's question that we understand Rabbanan, we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't be correct. Because the Rabbanan also hold that the Lishkas Behedrin is a the Rabbanan Chiyiv and Mezuzah. It must be that the Gemara is learning that according to Yehuda, the Chiyiv is a Derabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, the Chiyiv is a Deraisa, and that's why we had this approach. But I saw Rav Leib Malin's itself says that it could be that even the Rabbanan are agreeable that this Chiyiv, that this room, the Lishkas Behedrin, is only Mechuyiv Midrabbanan. He says, but there's different ways of understanding the Rabbanan. One way is Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not considered a place of dwelling at all. And the only reason you put up the mezuzah is shlo yomru, that we shouldn't say that the kohen is in a beis asurim. So if that's the reason, it's, the Gemara's question is, maybe it should only be on the Lishkas Behedrin. How can we expand it to the shar that leads to Lishkas Behedrin? The Rabbanan also agreed that it's only a chiv de Rabbanan. But he explains that when the Rabbanan say it's a chiv de Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan meant to say was that it's a chiv de Rabbanan that made it considered like a full-fledged home. Once the Rabbanan considered it like a full-fledged home, so every full-fledged home, as we learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem today, Shir, the shar that leads to that home is also mechuyiv in mezuzah. And that's what the Gemara begins right now, Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, we say it every day, uchsafta b'mezuzos be'secho uvisherecho. Echad shari batim, the shar that leads to a home, v'echad shari chatzeres, the shar that leads into a chatzer, v'echad shari medinos, the shar that leads into the countries, v'echad shari ayoris. The Rashi explains that ayoris is a ear, is one city, and a medina is a country that has many cities included into it. Rashi goes on to explain that what the Gemara here means is like you have sometimes a country which is surrounded by mountains and forest, that the only way you could enter that country is by going through special sha'arim that you get into the country. And Rashi says, he gives an example, Kigan Eretz Hagar, Hungary, which we know is surrounded by the Carpathian mountains. And as I saw the Sefer Siach Yitzchak explains, he explains that other countries where there are open spaces, how to enter the country, the Sha'arim aren't that significant. But a country where you can't, because of the mountains and the forest, you can't enter the country only through the Sha'arim, that's when you're Mechuyiv Mezuzah. Yesh ben Chayvus Mitzvah L'makam, there's a Chiv from the Torah to put up a mezuzah, mishum shenema, v'chsafto amezuzos be'secho mishirecha. So the question is, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that all these sh'arim are mechuyev mezuzah? Of course, everywhere that's an entrance is mechuyev mezuzah. So Rav Leib Malan discusses, what is the chiyev of mezuzah? Is the chiyev every door that you enter or exit a house has a chiyev mezuzah? Or is it a chiyev on the house? So if we say it's a chiyev on the house, so the mitzvah is that every door of the house should have a mezuzah. And if there's one door that doesn't have a mezuzah, then I have not fulfilled the mezuzah. If there's a chiyev on every door individually, so every door I have to put on the mezuzah. One door has nothing to do with the other door. So that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us, he says. If the Torah had said only a mezuzah be'secha, I would think that the obligation is on each door separately. The Mishiracha comes to teach us that I would think that's on the each door separately. Mishiracha means that the entire house has to have a mezuzah. The Chazon Ish, however, says that this chiv that we have to put up a mezuzah on the shar to a chotzer is only, as we've learned many times, particularly when we learned Masechta Erevin, the chatzeris, their courtyards, were a place that was an important part of where they lived, an important part of what they did. Nowadays, he says, where the chotzer is not an area that really people do anything, it's just a way to get into the house. He says that the chiyev mezuzah is not because of the chotzer itself, the chiyev mezuzah is because of the house. So in other words, what the Chazon Ish is saying is that what the Gemara here is teaching us is that the chiyev mezuzah in a chotzer is not because of the chotzer independently, nothing to do with the house. But the Chazon Ish is telling us that that's only when the chotzer serves an independent use. If the chotzer is only there for entering and exiting the house, then it wouldn't be its chiyev mezuzah is secondary to the house. And therefore, as we're going to learn, that when you put up a mezuzah, you always put it up towards the right. So according to Chazon Ish, since the chotzer serves as an entrance, only purpose of a mezuzah in the chotzer is because it serves an entrance to the house, the mezuzah should always be put up from the right side entering the house. What would be the halacha if the house belongs to the person, but the chotzer does not? So if we learn, Davni Nezer discusses this question, if we say that the chiv on the chotzer is an independent chiv, so even though then one has nothing to do with the other. But if we say that the entire chiv of the chotzer is because that's how you enter to the house, then the mezuzah, there'll be a chiv mezuzah on the chotzer no matter what. Furthermore, what is constituted a home, where it's constituted as a doorway, as far as Hilchus Mezuzah, is a question, is that the same din as far as Hilchus Erevin? When we learned Masechta Erevin, we spoke quite extensively about Atzuras HaPesach, that's what makes Mutter to carry in a certain area. So the Sefer Mekor Chaim says that Mezuzah is din in Pesach. It's not a din in Tzuras HaPesach. The chiyev mezuzah is based on an entranceway. So if you have an area that has a tzuras ha-pesach, it looks like a doorway, but it isn't actually a doorway, there is no chiyev mezuzah. Whereas if tzuras ha-pesach, it just has to look for a doorway. So the Gemara used a very interesting wording. The Gemara says, yeshban chayves mitzvah l'makim. What does the Gemara mean to say mitzvah l'makim? He's telling us that why was everybody anxious to put up a mezuzah on the door? Because a mezuzah is a shmirah. It protects everybody in the home. So the Gemara is teaching us that when you put up the mezuzah, that's not what you're supposed to be thinking about. The purpose of putting it up is because mitzvah l'makim. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah. We do what the Torah says because we do it because the Torah said it. The fact that afterwards we fulfill a mitzvah, fantastic, that we have protection, fantastic. But that's not supposed to be our main purpose in putting up the mezuzah. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Safra. So Abaye said to Rav Safra, Hani avila de mechuzah. These gateways, these shorim that enter mechuzah. My tamalei of the rabbanim mezuzah. Why don't we find that the rabbanim put up a mezuzah? Amalei, so Rav Safra responded, Hanu chizak l'akra de kibuhu davidu. There were buildings put up on top of those entranceways. And since there were buildings put up, since you have those buildings, that's why it's only to, as a support for those and for those homes, and that's why it's not mechuyah the mezuzah. But ask the Gemara, Amalei v'akra de kubi gufa to buy mezuzah. But why those homes aren't mechuyah mezuzah? This, but don't we have dira l'shemri beis asurim, the guards for the prisons live there, and Hatanya, we're going to learn beis haknesses sheish bo beis dira l'chazan haknesses. You have a shul where the shamus of the shul lives. The halacha is chayevus for mezuzah, so there should be a chiv and mezuzah for mezuzah. So the pash pshat in the Gemara, the Rashi explains that these shari ir were only there to support the building on top of that, and since it's only there for that purpose, it's not considered like we discussed at the beginning of our shir in the category of sha'arim, and it should be mechayev and mezuzah. So says the Meiri, from here we see that any entranceway which its main purpose is not there to serve as an entranceway and exit, there is no chiv mezuzah. The Taisus Rit, however, disagrees. The Taisus Rit says, if this would be an area, if this would be a space through which people exit and enter, there would certainly be a chiv mezuzah. He's saying what the Gemara means to say, even though that wasn't their main purpose. He's saying what the Gemara is saying is that since there are other entranceways, people don't walk there, and since people don't use it as an entranceway, that's why it's not mechuyev mezuzah. But if it's used as an entranceway in any way, says the Taisus Rid, it would be mechuyev and mezuzah. So of course the question is that asked the Gemara, Elam Abaya. So the question is, why is the nochi mezuzah? Answer the Gemara, Mishum Sakara. There's a new explanation why it's not mechuyev and mezuzah. And that is Mishum Sakara. Because we're concerned how the Nochrim will react to us putting up a mezuzah on such a place. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, mezuzah yochid nevdekes pamayim b'shvua. A person's mezuzah should be checked 2 times every 7 years. V'sharabim, and the mezuzah that belongs to many people, pamayim b'yovel, is checked twice every 50 years. And the reason is, explained the Rishonim, because the mezuzah of a rabbin, it's very difficult to put an obligation on a rabbin. When you have many people, everybody's going to take the approach that let the next person do it. And therefore, if it only can be done once every 50 years, that will get done. So Rashi, when he speaks about the halacha, a mezuzah yochid nevdekes pamayim b'shvua, says the reason we have to check the mezuzah is shema nirkava, maybe it got spoiled, or shema nignava, or maybe it got stolen. And the Miri explains, we also have to check that maybe one of the letters got erased or got ruined. Taisus in Masechta Menachos, it points out that the reason we do these bedikas is because we need to be concerned that something happened to a letter to the actual mezuzah. We don't have to be concerned that the mezuzah is not a kosher mezuzah, because that we already checked when we put up the mezuzah. And when we put up the mezuzah, we determined that it's a kosher mezuzah, and there's no need to do it to check it again. So the Chasam Sofer says that given that we're explaining now what we need to accomplish with checking the mezuzah, says the Chasam Sofer that since that's the reason, we don't have to have an expert sofer check the mezuzah. Because once we're just checking for something that's obvious, we're just checking if a letter got ruined, that you don't have to be an expert sofer to check. Moreover, the Paiskim say that let's say somebody has a larger home and he put up many mezuzahs at one time and he checks three mezuzahs and he sees that they're fine. That doesn't exempt him from checking all the other mezuzahs in the house, because we can't just rely on a chazakah and say that because these three are good means everything else is good. The Shimushi Rabbi says that tefillin should be checked also twice every 7 years. The Rosh disagrees. Here, by the mezuzah, because it's exposed, it's on a doorway, there's more of a concern that the mezuzah got ruined. Tefillin don't have that same concern. But the Aruch HaShem and other Paiskim say that the only time we could be lenient in checking your tefillin is somebody wears the tefillin every day. When you wear the tefillin every day, so then you have a chazakah. But if you don't wear the tefillin every day, you don't have the chazakah. Moreover, the Paiskim say that even though we're learning now that the halacha is that the mezuzah should be checked twice every 7 years, if we see that the mezuzah might have gotten ruined, it might have been exposed to moisture or anything like that, then for sure you have to check the mezuzah of immediately. Moreover, there's a machlokes in the Paiskim when the Gemara says that it has to be checked twice every 7 years. How are we to understand what the Gemara means? Some Paiskim suggest that the Gemara means every 3.5 years. Others say that it means twice in 7 years, but it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly every 3 years. And then the Paiskim, however, point out that people who want to be medagdik and dalocha check their mezuzahs every chodesh elo. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky also says that every time you move, you should check. Every time you move, you should check your mezuzahs. So if you're taking your mezuzahs away, which is a separate question, under what circumstances you may move your mezuzahs. But if you're moving your mezuzahs, you should check them when you move them. Reb. The Sefer Emek Bracha asks a very strong question. We're learning now, the Posh Pshat in the Gemara is, that Midaraisa, there's a chiv to check the mezuzah, there's no chiv to check the mezuzah. It was the Rabbanon who told us to check the mezuzah. So how could the Rabbanon, therefore he wants to suggest that when you take off your mezuzah to check them, you should have to replace them. Because Midaraisa, at that moment, you have a chiv to put up the mezuzah. It's only the Rabbanan that told you to take it off. The Rabbanan can't exempt the chiv d'araisa, and so therefore the shalacha should be that you should have to put up different mezuzahs while they're being checked. So he says that the Rabbanan have a right to be mevatel a mitzvah d'araisa b'sheval taisa. The Rabbanan have a right to say, don't do something. And that's included in the rule that the Rabbanan said, he says, that you take off the mezuzah to check it. And they included in that rule was that while the mezuzah is off, there is no chiyuv mezuzah on the house. Rav Moshe also says that if somebody painted, he's mechuyuv to put up the mezuzah. Another interesting question. There are people that find it difficult, it may be indeed difficult, sometimes to take off the mezuzah. So maybe what you'll do is, you don't want to take off, you have a difficulty to take off the mezuzah, but you want to have kosher mezuzah. So what you'll do is, you'll put up a second mezuzah, and you'll say, if the first mezuzah is kosher, so this mezuzah I didn't have to put up. If there's something wrong with it, now I have a kosher mezuzah. So the Paiskim say that that is not permitted. And the Paiskim explain, the Chamudi Daniel, quoted by the Piskei Tshuva, says that would be a category about Toisef. If the Torah says that we're supposed to have one mezuzah on each doorway, you, by putting two mezuzahs on that doorway, are violating the Isra about Toisef. He does, however, say, and other Paiskim say the same, that a mezuzah, if you have a doorway, two sides to the doorway, and you're not quite certain which side is the side that's mechuyev mezuzah, and therefore you'll put up a mezuzah on both doors, then he suggests that you would be potter from putting, that would not be considered bal toisef. Bal toisef, he says, is only when you're putting up two mezuzahs on the same side. But if you're putting up one mezuzah on one side and another mezuzah on the other side, then you're potter. So now the question is, because what is the halacha if somebody took off the mezuzah to check it? When he puts it back up, does he have to make a bracha again? We know when somebody puts up a mezuzah, he makes a bracha. Does he have to make a new bracha, l'kvaya mezuzah, when he puts up the mezuzah? So the Aruch HaShulchan first says that you're not mechuyiv. He says because if a person took off the mezuzah, he didn't have hesach hadas, he didn't forget about the mitzvah, and therefore, since he didn't have hesach hadas, therefore, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Rav Shlomo Kluger disagrees, and he says that just like the halacha is, that if somebody takes off his talus, or somebody's talus falls off, he has to make a new bracha when he puts it on. Here too, you have to make a bracha when you put back up the mezuzah after you checked it. But the Aruch HaShulchan makes la halacha makes the following distinction. He says it depends. If you're putting up the mezuzah the same day that you took off the mezuzah to have it checked, then he says the halacha is you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you're going to put it up on the next day, then the halacha is that you have to make a new bracha when you put back the mezuzah up. Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't agree to the distinction, to the comparison Rav Shlomo Kluger makes to somebody taking off his talus. He says, for example, if somebody takes off his talus and tefillin because he needs to go to the bathroom. So while he's in the bathroom, he may not wear talus and tefillin. And that's why the halacha is that when he puts it back on, he has to make a bracha. However, someone who is taking off the mezuzah, it doesn't mean that room is not mechuyev b'mezuzah while you took it off. And since that room is still mechuyev b'mezuzah while you took it off, you have to make a new bracha. So our Gemara says that the mezuzahs harabim only have to be checked twice in a yovel. So Rashi explains that, as I said, that we don't want to overburden the rabbim, because if we're going to overburden the rabbim, then they're not going to do it at all. And the Siach Yitzchak says, this is a raya to something that we mentioned a moment ago, that the entire chiv to check the mezuzah is only a chiv derabbanan. Because if the chiv to check the mezuzah was a chiv deraisa, there would be no such excuse that it's too much of a burden. Says the Gemara. So, a story, Amar Yehuda, there was a person whose job was to check mezuzahs. He was publicly checking the mezuzahs. There was an officer that found him, and he took from him 1,000 zuz. So we see from here that checking the mezuzah could be involved for a sakana, and since there was a chiv sakana, that's why there was no obligation to check the mezuzah. But of course the question is that a person, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, is supposed to spend as much money as he can to fulfill the mitzvah. So the answer is, a person doesn't have to spend more than 20% of his money to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, here, since explains drama, the chiv of having a mezuzah is only a mitzvah saseh. When we speak a mitzvah saseh, there's no chiv to spend more than 20%, and that's why nobody's obligated to accept such a big fine. The Miches Chinuch, however, says mezuzah may be different. He says that since mezuzah is a constant mitzvah, when is there no obligation to spend more than 20%? By mitzvah, that isn't a constant mitzvah. But here we're referring to a mitzvah, which is a constant mitzvah. Since it's a constant mitzvah, there may be a chiv to spend as much as you can. But the Paiskim disagree with the Miches Chinuch. And they explain that when we look at the mitzvah's mezuzah, we don't look at it as one long mitzvah, which would make it a very unique mitzvah, a mitzvah that you're obligated to do all the time. Rather, they explain the way to look at the mitzvah's mezuzah is that every minute you get another mitzvah for having a mezuzah. So if every minute you get another mitzvah for putting up a mezuzah on your home, we could understand why the Miches Chinuch, why it's not different than any other mitzvah, and the rule that Ali Vazbez, Yosef Mechaimish, will apply here as well. But ask the Gemara on the story. How did the story happen? V'amar Rebbe Lozer, hasn't Rebbe Lozer taught us that Shluchim Mitzvah ain't in the Zaykim, that people who are doing a mitzvah don't have to be worried about getting harmed? So how did he get fined if he was doing a mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, Heichet Tekeviyah Zayka Shani. Where it's dangerous, you can't just say that I'm relying on that I'm Shluchim Mitzvah. So the Maral explains that why is the Aloch indeed that Shluchim Mitzvah ain't in the Zaykin? He says when a person is doing a mitzvah, he's connecting to himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes obligated, so to speak, to protect him. But the Gemara said that since they knew, Rashi explains, that checking mezuzahs publicly or checking mezuzahs is dangerous, therefore, there's no chiyuv, even if you're a shliach mitzvah. From here we see, explained the Paiskim, that this concept, that something which is shliach, something which happens on a regular basis, has relevance in halacha. And therefore, since the Gemara says shchicha hazeka, it makes it relevant. And the Meiri says, what the Gemara means to say is that a person is not supposed to be moisa nefesh to fulfill a mitzvah, besides the gimel averis chamuris. If it's shchicha hazeka, then you're not obligated to put your life into danger. And that's why I saw that the Paiskum suggest that even though we know that the night of Pesach is a Leil Shmurim, and the Paiskim say one should leave his door open on the night of Pesach because it's a Leil Shmurim, if you live in a place where leaving your door open could be dangerous, the loch is you shouldn't leave your door open. Because our Gemara is saying that if it's a situation of Shri Chazeka, then we shouldn't just say, well, I don't have to worry. Where do we see this concept, says the Gemara, the Ksiv? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel to go to Beis Lechem to anoint David HaMelech to be the king in the place of Shaul. And Shmuel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yoyim Shmuel, Eich Eilech, how could I go? If I go, V'shama Shaul V'argeni, Shaul will hear about this and he will kill me. V'yoyim Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eglis Belka Tikach B'yotcha, take along an animal, V'amata L'zbayach L'Hashem Basi. So we see that Shmuel was concerned about getting killed, even though he was going as a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed that his concern was a legitimate concern. Why? Because it's shliach hazayka. So the Baal Shem Tov makes a very interesting point. He says that we see from our Gemara that Shmuel was only concerned when he was going to anoint David. Why was he concerned only when he was going? And why was he not concerned when he was going home? If anything, he should have been more concerned when he was going home, because then he had already anointed David, and if Shaul would find out that David HaMelech was anointed king, he would obviously be very upset. So he says that when he was going, Shaul was still the Melech. And he says, the Baal Shem Tov explains, that a Melech has certain siyata d'shmaya to know everything that's going on with his people. So Shmuel is going to anoint David, and Shaul is the Melech, says the Baal Shem, Shaul would have sensed that something's going on. But on the way back from anointing David, Shaul was no longer Melech. So that sensitivity, that he should know and feel everything that's going on, was lost. And therefore, Shmuel was only concerned when he was on the way to be anointed David, not on the way home. Taner of Kahana Kamed Rabbi Yehuda. Beis HaTevin, a place that is used to store straw. Or Beis HaBokar, a place that animals are kept. Or Beis HaEitzim, where wood is kept. Beis HaOitzris, a warehouse. Peturim Menevzuzah. Mnei Shanoshim Be'ez Noises Behem. Ask the Gemara, what does noisus mean? Rachzois. Women wash themselves there. So the way to understand the Gemara is that since women wash themselves there and they stand there without clothing, that's why it's not a kavod shemayim to put up a mezuzah. In other words, really, the way to learn this Gemara, really, these places are mechuyev mezuzah. But because women stand there without clothing, washing themselves, that's why they become potter from the mezuzah. Furthermore, the Ramah says that that is only in these types of rooms. So these rooms are not really full-fledged rooms. So since they're not really full-fledged rooms, and we also now have the situation that women are standing there washing themselves, not clothed, so that's why they shouldn't have a mezuzah. But let's say you'll have a regular room, but it's a room where people stand sometimes without being wearing clothing. The halacha is, the Ramah makes a distinction where the mezuzah is. He says, you know, when you have a doorway, sometimes the mezuzah is in the inside of the room, and sometimes the mezuzah is on the outside of the room. It's always better that it should be on the outside of the room. So he says, the Ramah says, if the mezuzah is on the outside of the room, and you close the door, and the mezuzah is not, so to speak, going to see the person without any clothing, so then it's mechuyev mezuzah. But if the mezuzah is in the inside of the room, it may be part of the mezuzah. But most poskim don't paskin that way. And most poskim say that if the room is a full-fledged room, even though it's a bedroom where couples have relations, or it's a room where people sometimes don't wear clothing, the halacha is that it's mechuyev mezuzah. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rav Kahana, the Talmud Rachzos, what you're learning is, because women wash there, that's why it's part of mezuzah. Hostama, if they would not have that situation, there would be mechayiv mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda asked to Rav Kahana, Vatanya, have we not learned in a brisa, Refes Boker, a barn is p'turim in a mezuzah. It's entirely part of a mezuzah. So the question is, what's his question? Yes, a Refes Tosfos asks, yes, the Refes Boker is part of a mezuzah. This is not the regular case of a Refes Boker. As we just said, people are washing themselves there. So Tosfos answers that a Refes Boker is a place where people are, where it's dirty, and therefore it should be part of mezuzah if you're saying that a place where women wash themselves is potter. Elamai Neusus, says Rav Yehuda, therefore a whole different pshat. Where the Braisa said Neusus, it's a place that women miskashtos, women put up perfume. Vachtoni, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Alpha pisha noshim miskashtos behem, even though women put up perfume there, and they put on perfume, and therefore we should make it, maybe we consider this a full-fledged place of dwelling, still, they're p'turim. They're part of a mezuzah because they're not considered a base tira. Omalei Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana to Rav Yehuda, Anoshim eskashas ben p'turim? Are you saying that a room where women put on their makeup is part of a mezuzah? V'tanya Refes Boker, a barn is part of a mezuzah. If it's a place where women put on makeup, how do we understand, says Rav Kahana to Rav Yehuda, how must we understand the sugya? If a place where women put up perfume, makeup, is actually a machloikus tanoim. And the way to understand it is like this. You're going to have to say that there's a machloikus if such a room is mechuyev ben the mezuzah. I'm going to say, nami, I'm also going to say, that there's a machloikis tanoim, what is the halacha on a refes boker where women don't wash themselves? Is it going to be mechuyiv mezuzah or not? That means, according to Rav Kahana, we're going to have a machloikis in a place, which is based on Tevin, a base oitzer, where women don't wash themselves. According to the Tana that holds, based on Tevin is chayiv mezuzah, then it'll be chayiv. The other man that spoke about the Refes Boker will say that it's potter from mezuzah. The halacha is that in a place, which like one of these places, if women don't put up makeup there, it's potter from mezuzah. If women use those rooms to put on makeup, then mechuyev mezuzah. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that's Machlokes Rishonim, that's Machlokes Rambam in Rosh, but the Shulchan Aruch says that any place that's used for storage, even if women don't put up makeup there, is Mechuyiv B'mezuzah. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Amezuzah Beisecha, a place that you live, Prat Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzin, Beis HaOitzah, Shemtur Mezuzah. V'yesh Mechayven. So says the Gemara, Be'emes Amru, the halacha it really is, Beis HaKisei, a bathroom, Beis HaPurski, a room with a processed leather, would had a very foul odor, Beis HaMerchatz, a shower, or Beis HaTfilah, a place, a mikvah, Shanoshim, the Usus Behen, Peturim Mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana Matarsal Tamei, Rav Yehuda Matarsal Tamei. Rav Kahana is going to explain this price according to his opinion, and Rav Yehuda is going to explain it according to his opinion. Rav Kahana Matarsal Tamei, Beischa, Beischa Miyuchadloch, a home that you live in. Pratla Beis HaTevel, Beis HaBakal, Beis HaEitzel, Beis HaEitzrus, Shebeturim and Azuzah B'Stam. Under normal circumstances, even if the women don't wash themselves there, it's not considered a dira, and it's not Mechuyim Mezuzah. And they say that the Yesh say that even though it's not Beis Cham Yuchud Lecha, it's Mechuyim Mezuzah. Be'em Samru, continues the Gemara, Beis HaKisei, Beis HaBurachski, or Beis HaMerchatz, or Beis HaTfilah, Shanoshim Nusus Behem, or Mai Nusus Roichtzus, Peturim Mezuzah. So we see according to Kahana, a place like this, if women wash themselves there, everybody agree that the potter. And if they're not washing themselves, it's a machlokes tanoim. Ask the Gemara if the reason the potter, why everybody agrees that the potter, is because women wash themselves. Ask the Gemara, yehocha ayin ha-merchitz. So the Tana already said that a beis ha-merchitz is potter ben mezuzah. Why do you have to repeat it? Answers the Gemara, ashmeinen merchitz derabim. The Tana, when it said beis ha-merchitz, was referring to a place where the public washes themselves. Vashminen Erechetz to Yochid, and then the Tana talks about a place that only it's a private bathroom. The Sakadat Chemina, if we wouldn't mention it separately, we would think Merchetz to Rabbim, a place where the public wash themselves. The Nofizume, there's a lot of steam there, there's a lot of moisture there, that's why it's Potem Mezuzah. Ava Merchetz to Yochid, the Loi Nofizume, Eimel Chayiv Mezuzah, Shevim Chuy Mezuzah, Kamash Malon, that it's still Chayiv Mezuzah. So here we learned that a Beis HaMerchatz, a place that people wash themselves, a Mechuyib Mezuzah. The question is, there a Moshe in Yerideya, in the Shas Shusek Moshe Yerideya, Chelik Beis Simon Tzadik Zayin, discusses that what's the halacha that about a mezuzah in the room that leads into the mezuzah, into that room, is a Mechayiv Mezuzah or not? If it's not really used as a Beis HaMerchatz, maybe it's Mechuyib Mezuzah. Nada Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Matarsal Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain the brises to follow his machlokes. That the question is, in a place where women put up a makeup, V'achktoni, Beis Cha, Beis HaMiyuch L'cha, Pratlo, Beis HaTevena, Beis HaBokah, Beis HaEitzu, Beis HaOitzrus, Shebetum Ben Azuzah. V'afilim Eskashtos, even if women use those rooms to wash themselves, they're potter from a mezuzah. Avol Stam, but if it's a regular place where they're not putting on makeup, Divrei HaKapata, everybody will agree that such a place is pot from Mezuzah. Be'em Samru, and then he continues, Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaBurski, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaTfilah, Apish HaNashim, Skash Spen, even though women put up makeup there, Tum Mezuzah, Mishum Nenofiz Zahamei. Ask the Gemara, but according to Yehuda, is it possible that Stoma, the Divrei HaKapata, that if it's not used as for this purpose of putting on makeup, it's potter? But ask the Gemara, Tanya, have we not learned in a Braisa, B'sharecha, to teach us the Echashari Bata, V'Echashari Chatzeris, V'Echashari Medinas, V'Echashari Yars, V'Refes, V'Lulim, Matbein, places where animals are taken care of, a place where you keep the straw, O'Yitzushayim, V'Echashavim, Chayavim, Mezuzah, answers the Yochel, and the Braisa, so we see clearly that a Refes, even if it's not used for makeup, is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. Continues the Braisa, Yochel Shani Marba, Ape Shar, even a small cot, which was at the entrance to the Chatzeris, a Chsadra, was like a open, it was a open area, just without a roof, but the sides were open in front of the houses. Umapeses, or open porch, in front of the house. Tam Loimer, bayis. Ma bayis hamiyuchel adira, a place that's used for living, is mechuyev mezuzah. Yotzu elu sheinam yichudim ladira. So we see that they're part of a mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Yochel shenimarba, I would say, at beis akisei, a bathroom is part of your home. Beis aburski is a place where you work, or beis amerchot, or beis atfila, tamalayim a bayis. Ma osu lekovet, a bayis that has to use for a proper purpose. Yotzu ma bayis osu lekovet, afkol osu lekovet. Yotzu elu shenesuin lekovet. Yochel continues the brisa, shenimarba, af harabayis v'alishkos v'azorois. Because, of course, they're used for a covering a purpose. They're part of the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalam Bayis. Ma Bayis Shuchol. It's a regular home. Af Kol Shuchol. It has to be a place which is used for your own private use. Yotzu Elu Shein Kodesh. But we see from this Braisa that a Refes is potter under all circumstances. Because Rav Yehuda says a Refes is always potter, and he says that a Refes is Chayif. To Yufta, this Braisa clearly refutes Rav Yehuda's opinion, and the halacha is like Rav Kahana, where a regular refes is a chayiv mezuzah or not, but not like Rav Yehuda that says a regular refes is always potter. Tani Rashmul by Yehuda Kamei the Rava. Shish sha'arim parturim mezuzah. There's six types of sha'arim that are not mechuyim mezuzah. Beis ha'tevin, beis ha'bokah, beis ha'etzim, beis ha'oitris, v'shar ha'modui. It's a opening that looks like an arch, and we're going to speak about this in a moment. V'shar she'en mekura, a opening that doesn't have a horizontal top to it. V'shar she'en gvoy soro, and a shard that isn't 10 tefachim tall. Amalei pesachta b'shisha. He says you began by speaking about shish sharm, but if you count all the sharm that were mentioned, v'slachta b'sheva, there are seven. Amalei shara modi. What the halach is of Shara Modui is actually Machloikus Tanoim. We wanted to mention the cases where there are no Machloikus. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Kippa, if we have an entranceway that looks like an arch, curved, Ramei Mechai Mezuzah, Ramei says it's Mechui Mezuzah, V'cham Paitrim, the Chom Holders Potter. Explains the Gemara. V'shovin, Ramei and the Chom both agree. Yesh Baragla Asoro, if the legs, the sides have a height of 10 tefachim before they begin to curve, shechayevis b'mezuzah. Since at that point, we could say that we have a straight wall on each side, a straight side on each side that's 10 tefachim high, it's enough to be mechuy b'mezuzah. Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains, the kula amma, gvaya sora, everybody agrees that if the archway is 10 tefachim high, the ain baraglish loisha, but there aren't three tefachim height before the opening starts to narrow to less than four tefachim wide. That's not considered a doorway for laf klumhi, and there certainly is no chiv mezuzah. Inami yesh baraglish loisha. Even if there's a height of three tefachim before it becomes narrower than four tefachim wide, however, the entire entranceway is ain't a gvaya sar, it's not 10 tefachim high. That too, v'laf klumhi, is not considered an entranceway. Loy nechalku, where do we have a machloikis? Be goiva asara, that the archway is 10 tefachim high, v'yesh baragla shloisha, and there's a height of 3 tefachim before they begin to narrow than less than 4 tefachim. V'ein barachfa, but doesn't go all the way up 10 tefachim height by 4 tefachim width. V'yesh b'alachak la'shlim l'abar. But you have walls on the side of that entranceway that could be carved out, and now I'll have that width. Ramei Sover, Ramei holds that the halacha tells us, chaykikin l'hashlim. The halacha looks at it as if we could imaginary carve out, and now I have a proper doorway, and Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan don't subscribe to that type of a concept, and they say ein chaykikin lahashlam. Tan Rabbanan continues the Gemara, beis haKnesses or beis haIsho, beis haShutfim, all these places are chayovim b'mezuzah. Pshita, why should they be put part of a mezuzah? Answers the Gemara, Madutema, the Torah when it speaks about the chiv mezuzah, it says uchsaftem a mezuzahs beisecha. So I would say beis secha, the house of a man, v'loi beis so, not the house of a woman. Beischa, maybe only a house that belongs to one individual. V'loi batehem, not a house that belongs to partners. Kamash malon, that it's still chayiv mezuzah. So of course the Mefarshim ask that whenever the Torah speaks about a mitzvah, unless it's a mitzvah to say shezman groma, the mitzvah spoke said to men and to women. Why over here would I think differently? So the Gevurah Sari explains, if we look at the parsha of Ahayim Shemaya, we say it every day, that the whole parsha said b'loshin rabim, and then the parsha turns into loshin yochid. V'chsavta mezuz beisecha loshin zocher. It's not coincidental. So I would think that what is the Torah trying to tell us? That a home of a woman is part of a mezuzah. That's why the Gemara teaches us, that's why we had to have a special limud, that the home of a woman is mechuyiv b'mezuzah. The Netziv says a different pshat. He says, since the halacha is that women are disqualified from being soifrim, and women can't write a mezuzah, therefore I would think that their home is also part of a mezuzah. That's why the Gemara teaches us that they're mechuyiv in a mezuzah. V'ema asked the Gemara, hachinami, asked the Gemara, maybe indeed the halacha ought to be that the home of a woman is part of a mezuzah. Amakra, the pasuk teaches us that what is the reward for filling the mitzvah of mezuzah. L'man yibu yamechem mevenechem. And the question, of course, comments the Gemara, hani boy chayi, do only men require long life? V'hani loy boy chayi, women don't have to live? And that's the raya that a beis ish is mechuy b'mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, Ela Beischa Lomeli. So what do I learn from the word Beischa? Kedarava, Dama Rava, Derech Biyoscha. The side of the door that you have to put on the mezuzah is Derech Biyoscha, the side that we enter the house. Viki Oke Inishkari, when a person lifts his leg, the Amina Oke Beresha, he always goes with his right foot first, and therefore we put up the mezuzah on the right side of the entrance to the mezuzah. Says the Mordechai, that even if you have a person who always walks with his left foot first, still he should put up the mezuzah on the right side. Because we don't look at this one individual. And as the Shach explains, the chiyuv mezuzah is a chiyuv on the home. The chiyuv mezuzah is not a chiyuv on the individual. And therefore, we look at the home, and the chiyuv is always on the right side.